Hi, this is a continuation of the dictation for patient Wember Collins follow-up visit, WEMBERCOILLINS, Wember Collins. Date of service is 8/21/2023. The patient was last seen on 6/12/2023. Dictation number 0619-127 and 0619-123. Please make sure that this dictation goes to Seva Law. And today's on 8/21/2023, patient is here for a follow-up evaluation and he reports the following. Wember says that he has an appointment with the neurologist, Dr. Nasser, on August 8th. Sorry, this date of service is 7/21/2023. The patient has mentioned wrongly. And so the patient has a continuing issues with the pain in the neck, mid back, lower back, headaches, pain in both the knees, pain in the right shoulder, left elbow. The accident happened on 10/2/2021. Where the patient was T-bone on the passenger side, which spun the car 280 degrees and the car stopped facing the traffic opposite side. The accident happened on 696 Van Dyke area. As a result of this impact, patient reports that his car was total and he had a severe headaches associated with various symptoms of TBI, including dizziness, vertigo, loss of consciousness, ringing in the ear, loss of balance, loss of memory, forgetfulness, confusion, disorientation, lack of focus, lack of concentration, nightmares, fearful of the event, sleepwalking, nausea, vomiting, blurred vision, spots in the vision, loss in the vision field. In addition, patient started suffering from pain in the neck, mid-back, lower back, both knees, headaches. There is a history of being treated for a long time with various specialties. On the day of accident, patient never went to the emergency room. However, he started seeing Dr. Suleiman 1 week later and had 8 visits with him. He's an orthopedic surgeon, premier orthopedic. He also saw Dr. Kripchak, who ordered MRIs. He saw Gilliard, Dr. Gilliard, one time, but no injection, no surgery was done. He has done medical physical therapy at Blue Spring Physical Therapy for 6 months, and then step-by-step physical therapy for for the year of 2022. Last physical therapy was step-by-step 3. No chiropractic treatment, no acupuncture, no laser treatment has been done so far. He also has been seeing Dr. Bozogi, B-O-Z-O-G-I, as a neurologist, and a neuropsych he has seen with Dr. Gloria Love. And he has been undergoing all of these treatments. In 1999, he reportedly had a surgery for the knee, for the left side, at Saratoga Hospital, and left elbow surgery also has been done before this accident occurred. Currently, patient reports that his pain is between 8 and 9, focusing on the right shoulder, and right, left elbow, left knee, and neck, mid-back, and lower back. He's seen Dr. Nasser as a neurologist. ADLs are reported affected is 9. 70% improvement has been reported by the patient. Please review the chart for the various ADLs or system review for the additional history for substance abuse and compliance plan, physical examination reveals blood pressure of 154 over 160 pulses, 131 pulse ox is 100. The rest of the exam is for previous visit of 6/12/2023. Dictation number will be 0619-127 and 123. Please do the general review, musculoskeletal and extremities examination only. Diagnosis remains the same. The plan is to continue physical therapy 3 times per week for member Collins, focusing on the neck and lower back, the left shoulder. Oh, sorry, the right shoulder and the left knee with traction massage. Chiropractor acupuncture laser treatment has been advised to the patient to be done. Patient remains unable to work, housework and transportation. Help has been ordered. Medication wise, patients provided with Celebrex 200 mg daily for anti-inflammatory and healing. Laxeril 7.5 mg twice a day for muscle relaxation. Acefax is provided for stomach protection. Wellbutrin XR 150 twice a day for anxiety and depression, panic. Xanax 0.5 mg PRN for relief with the anxiety. Lyrica was provided 50 mg for pain relief. Lidocaine ointment 4% is provided for the topical relief. For pain relief, Tylenol coding number 4, 1 or 2 every 6 hour PRN is provided. Patient will be seen in 30 days time. So far the patient is stable. Thank you. Patient is advised about yoga, home exercises, joining a gym, heat treatment, infrared, lasers, etc. Photobiomodulation device was discussed. Patient didn't want it. And, all of the records have been compiled together. MRIs are also available. And it appears that P29-2022, he had a left knee MRI showing the maceration tearing of the posterior horn of medial meniscus with mucoid degeneration of the cruciate ligament anterior and degenerative spurring of the chondromalacia of medial tibiofemoral joint compartment. And on the right shoulder, there was no tear of the rotator cuff, only mild degenerative changes of the AC joint are discovered. The MRI of the brain was completely normal for the patient, and in the cervical spine there was a anterior listasis of C3 to C4 with mild disc bulge and joint uncovertebral joint osteophyte facet joint arthritis. C4 C5 there was a disc bulge with the uncovertebral joint osteophytes and facet joint arthrosis. C5 6 is the mild disc bulge with osteophytes of the uncovertebral joint and facet joint arthritis with bilateral foramen stenosis. C6-7, great contralysis of C6-7, and mild disc bulge. C7-T1, mild disc bulge. Thoracic spine, T8-9 is a mild disc bulge. In the lumbar spine, there is a herniated disc at L3-4 and bulging disc at L4-5 and bulging disc and herniated disc at L5-S1. Causing facet joint arthrosis, bilateral foramen stenosis. The patient has been advised that he may benefit from injection to the lumbar epidural steroid injection, possibly cervical epidural steroid injection, and a injection to the left knee intra-articular. The patient has been informed in great detail and will be seen in 30 days time. Please send this dictation to Sevala form. Thank you.